Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rise and shining, wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build a new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, boy, am I hungry, Don. Are you hungry?
I am kind of. Usually am a little bit.
I mean, you know, if you're on the West Coast, it's breakfast time. If you're listening live on the East Coast, it's lunch. It's time to eat. And, oh boy, what is on the menu as we kick off this Friday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show? Special Healing Revolution coming. We're going to get to it with Dr. King. Also, Ron Paul updates and everything. But before we do, we need a snack. We need a happy-tizer. Do we not? How would you like some bacon-flavored? No, really? Bacon-flavored ice cream sundae. Yes, Burger King to the rescue. Woohoo!
You know, Robert, this if it were just bacon-flavored, I suppose you could look at that and say that might be a little bit better than actually what's going on here. But this isn't just bacon-flavored ice cream. This is an actual...
It's actually bacon in the ice cream.
Bacon sundae. We're talking about an ice cream sundae.
Wouldn't that cause...
two strips of bacon shoved in.
Come on, Super. Wouldn't that cause some kind of nuclear explosion? Hot pieces of bacon and ice cream, it would explode. Come on.
Thanks, you know, and of course, who else would come out with something like this other than something like Burger King, right?
Burger King, or if we
they
do
are
the,
actually actively testing the bacon sundae.
I thought this was like an addition of Wayne's World, you know, burger swing.
Swing, swing.
Oh, come on. What is going on here? And then Pizza Hut, by the way, this is linked up at Natural News. Good. Super Mike Adams on this one. Pizza Hut serves up hot dog stuffed pizza crust. Yes, it wasn't good enough to stuff it with RBGH encrusted cheeses. Now we got to throw in nitrite infested hot dogs in our pizza crust at Pizza Slut. I mean, what else are we going to say here?
Hey.
Good Lord.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know.
I know it's that we're not gastronomically correct here in talking about this, and I know we've made fun of our listeners in Great Britain and the teeth of the Austin Powers kind of thing, but come on, America. Is this where we're going? This is the decline of Western civilization. It's over. It's over.
Hot dog stuffed pizza. I've never heard. You know, they do the cheese stuffed pizza over there.
Yeah.
And I can understand that, but stuffing your pizza with hot dogs. That's
listen,
crazy.
There are organic pizza places out there, whether it be Pizza Fusion, you know of somewhere you are. In fact, the first organic pizza place I ever went to was near you, down south, southern Oregon. They used to have Cosmic Pizza. I don't know if it's even still there. In Ashland, that's right.
Right.
And
right,
I thought,
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, this is a trend of things to come. At least you have options for clean forms of food that you're used to eating if you're an American. I'm not saying you need to be eating that every day, and a lot of people wouldn't do well on it, but clean it up. Sodium nitrite containing hot dogs stuffed into pizza. Come on, man. How about...
Well, Mike... Yes. Mike Adams did a great job with this article, and it's funny here at the end of the article. He says that, you know, if Burger King's not able to come out with this bacon sundae and it doesn't work out, he had some suggestions that McDonald's could come out with to try and compete with it.
Okay.
And the list is actually great.
This is after he went into roadkill pizza, which is like, okay, not so appetizing, but what else got here?
Probably better for you. So he thought maybe one of the first item here we could try would be a sweaty socks omelet.
Oh, yes, every teenager's dream. Yeah, actually, you get it from your teenager and throw
that's
it
right.
into the...
Well, he says low cholesterol for a healthy heart.
Oh, yes, exactly. Sautéed peppers, onions, and sweaty socks. Yuck! Yes. How about this one? Agenda 21 recycled stuffed pizza. I love that he's bringing in the politics of the United Nations here because we need to feed the world, and what better to feed the world with than a UN-inspired stuffed pizza? Agenda 21 recycling.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we can't forget about something like a vanilla-flavored puke shake.
Did you say puke shake?
I did say
that. My apologies to all the listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don said it.
I'm just reading. I won't even read the description on this just to save people from having to run to the bathroom.
Now, this next one, Super Don, is actually kind of appetizing. Those of you who are into minerals, right? Minerals from the soil. We're just going right there. We're going to take the dirt. We're going to deep fry it and serve it to you. Deep fried dirt.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me. You've seen some of the stories about these state fairs, these county fairs.
Oh, my gosh. They'll deep fry anything, right?
Yes. So deep fried dirt, probably not too far off.
Give us your shoelaces, kid. We're going to deep fry it for you at the fair. You ride afterwards. Don't sit where he sat. This last one is class. Well, there's a couple of them. But this last one, grilled crab tips sandwich. Did he mean crab, maybe? No.
I don't think so.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Meticulously crafted crab tips, drizzled in mustard and anchovies, then grilled over mesquite wood chips and delicately placed in wholesome buns made from processed whole wheat, enriched with sheetrock fiber to increase crap production while gently whitening your stools.
Oh, no. And I'm not even going to mention the big aspirin fries. Okay, we got to take a break here. Okay, irreverent.
Too far.
Maybe irrelevant, but heck, we're trying to feed you. Feed your souls with good stuff here. Avoid the, well, I don't need to tell you anymore. Hey, by the way, we got an interesting story on study coming up on longevity. You guys want to live longer? Stay with us. Remember, Dr. Frank King's coming up at the bottom of the hour. And what are we going to talk about? Well, all kinds of things for healing. And we expect to have Jack Hunter on from the Ron Paul campaign for the presidency with an update there and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by.
Okay, that's just gross.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Super Don, we cover issues of health and longevity from time to time here, do we not? Well, occasionally, yeah, we talk about longevity, living longer. You want to live longer. You want to live healthier. You want to live happier. Now, absolutely, a lot of times we need to resort to science because, my goodness, we can't use mere observation. We can't provide mere anecdotal evidence that something may be real or not. So sometimes we go to the scientific community and they reward us with our diligence. And we find these things that basically put a stamp on what we might call the obvious. I mean, how else would we put it?
Yes. Well, I think maybe we could refer to it as today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh confirms something that we've long suspected here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but just weren't really sure. But now the science is in, and Super Don, can you imagine? The moment of duh. Opium use linked to earlier death.
Wow.
And here all this time we weren't sure.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's too many people out there running around smoking opium thinking it's going to make them live longer.
Yep, the use of opium, a practice still widespread in poppy-growing areas of Asia, is associated with a sharply increased risk of death, particularly among women, a large prospective cohort study found. I'm hoping that this one wasn't funded by U.S. taxpayers, but you never know.
You know what, Robert? It turns out this one wasn't. This was actually a study that was done in northeastern Iran.
Oh, look at that, Tehran University. But that's right. The NIH and the Social Security Organization of Iran. Now, I wonder, the National Institutes of Health, does Iran have one just like ours, or is it our so-called NIH? I got to wonder.
That's a good question.
Yeah. There could be some, like, let's say, National Institutes of Health terroristic activity going on, exchanging with Iran medical information like opium might kill you.
That's a big moneymaker.
Now, for that's, yeah, that's, exactly. I mean, we're not in Afghanistan to protect the poppy fields, are we, huh? Could it be?
No.
We wouldn't do that. Air America, you ever remember seeing that movie? Wasn't that Mel Gibson and Robert Downey Jr., Air America, wasn't it?
I believe it was, yes.
Speaking of Mel.
I get
Mel,
confused with Team America sometimes.
Team America, yes. Yeah, speaking of Mel, I think we have some audio. He was hungry. We're going to get to that a little later.
Poor Mel.
Poor Mel Gibson.
We just won't leave him alone.
We like Mel, even though he's a little foul-mouthed occasionally. But then again, we have occasionally Richard Pearl on the program. I mean, he offends people, but we love him.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
So now, yes, Robert, we can put it to rest now for anybody who has been awake at night wondering whether opium is good for you or not. It has been proven, at least in this study of 50,000 mm-hmm. residents of Iran, that opium use will cause your life to be shorter than normal.
Yeah, so if you're into longevity, please avoid opium. However, Don, this is the only health show that will actually recommend opium for one particular ailment that I know of. Albeit, I'm recommending the homeopathic form of opium, which is still considered a Schedule 1, 2, or 3, or maybe all of the above drug, according to the DEA. But as a homeopathic, could never get you high because there isn't anything in there to get you high. But the energetic imprint of opium in homeopathic form, guess what it works for? And I've mentioned this before to see if you're paying attention. Anybody paying attention out there in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience? Why would we use homeopathic opium? Give me some
hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids? Oh, no. I guess. I mean, it wouldn't hurt.
It was just a stab in the dark.
All right.
What is it?
Why? Yeah, what the heck? I need some like Celebrity Jeopardy kind of music on that. Oh, thank you there. That's good. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Now, it is for altitude sickness. So the next time you're going skiing or you're on the altiplano of the Mexican, wherever you are, going high altitude, low oxygen, homeopathic opium, again, you're not going to be able to get it because the stupid government regulators think that homeopathic opium is actually a drug that can make you high. But that's what we're dealing with, stupidity on all levels of government. Get the government out of medicine. Get it out of the whole realm of drugs. And by the way, not only opium use, which is obviously highly addictive, which we know, it's not that's why it's a moment of duh, but the synthetic variety, all the things that come from the opium poppy that are then converted into opioids, if you will, or opiates, the opioid receptors, I should say, but the opiates in the synthetic realm of what? Modern medicine. And now we're talking about what are those nasty, addictive, pain-killing drugs? You know any of those names?
No. What would those be called?
Well, like oxycodone, right?
Well, sure.
Things like that. This is the thing where.
Oh, so you're talking about the new drug addiction in this country over the last numerous years.
Sure. Yeah. The pharmaceutical industrial complex is responsible for more opiate addiction than all of the poppy growers in Afghanistan. In reality,
Yes, I think Rush Limbaugh might agree with you on that one.
Oh, yeah. Bring in the old talk radio aficionado there, Rush, and his whole history with that kind of use, FDA approved as it is. But again, that kind of addiction or that kind of life shortening is approved by government. So, of course, we can't speak ill of it. So we'll continue on with that. But remember, there are ways to utilize all the plants of the creation, of the creator, of creation, including the opium poppy, for good use, for beneficial use. And it's in the Materia Medica. You can read about all of its uses. Maybe I'll have it linked up. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, what do we got? We got a little bit of follow-up here. Oh, there should be sort of a part two on this issue of the moment of duh. And this relates to, what is this, healthy lifestyle choices. Did you know, Don, that healthy lifestyle choices could cut cancer rates?
Ah, you know, when I saw this, I thought, oh, great, two moments of duh for today. But when you actually get into the article, it's very interesting because this authorless article that came out on Health Day talks about how that it's obvious that people know that you can do things like eat better, exercise and stuff. But there's this new report that's suggesting that lawmakers and private industry need to do more to help make those changes easier ones to make.
Well, and what are those changes? The same thing. Don't smoke, right? They're always doing that.
Well, don't smoke, but it goes beyond that. And
get your woman radiated.
We don't agree with people smoking. We don't agree that people should smoke, that it's, you know, obviously it's not good for them.
I want people, if they're going to smoke real tobacco. That's been my argument all the time here.
But if somebody said, hey, Robert, should you smoke or not smoke? The question is obvious. The answer is obvious.
Yeah, only after marital relations.
But the problem that we get
into here is – No, that's a friction-based perspective, Super Don. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Healing Revolution Friday is coming up.
Yes, yes.
We'll elevate the discussion momentarily with Dr. Frank King.
Yes. The point I was going to make is that if you're really going to have an honest discussion about this, you have to stop and think about what are the rights of the people that want to smoke?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody wants to smoke, then why do they not have the right to do that? And then people get into the, well, it affects other people around them. Fine.
Yeah.
I can totally understand that. But it starts getting a little bit crazy when they start coming out with laws and going after people for smoking in their house.
Sure. Yeah,
and there's a new story out, and I saw this. I don't think I gave this to you, but they are actually, I think it's in Texas, they are actually considering passing a law where employers can not hire people who smoke.
Oh, we'll have to cover that later. I'm out of time on that topic. But by the way, this article that we have linked up in the blog here, robertscottbell.com, they're wanting to increase funding for what? Mammograms, screenings, HPV shots. This is help. That's why it's beyond a moment of duh. Of course, lifestyle changes will make your cancer rates go down, but they don't even understand really what those lifestyle changes are needed. It's not about detection, because the detection, the mammograms, etc., are going to create the very cancer. They say, oh, we want to cut the rates of that. Nonsense.
And the answers they're always looking for is, how can we pass another law to make people be healthy or make people make right choices?
Not here.
When these people that are passing these laws and putting this legislation out there, they don't know the first thing about health. Health or wellness.
Nope, exactly. This is why we join Dr. King after this break with the Healing Revolution. You have a stiff neck? We've got some info on that too. Allergies. We've got acne issues. We've got gastrointestinal. We got a loaded Healing Revolution. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you excited yet? I am, because it's the Healing Revolution, and Dr. Frank King returns right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. King, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, it is. It's always an exciting time to be, having this opportunity with Robert Scott Bell.
All right. Well, you know, there are a lot of themes happening here. Allergy season, we've talked about that. There's some more news stories breaking on that. But interestingly enough, I've had to deal with a lot of stiff necks recently. A friend of mine, his wife actually was diagnosed by a chiropractor with torticollis. And my wife, of course, knows that as being a DC in her own right. But that's one thing. But there was another thing. I took my wife shooting. Ladies shoot free on Tuesdays. And she was getting some kick from a gun. She's new to it. And she got a little bit of stiff neck as well, more like a whiplash thing. But I thought, hey, who better to ask about stiff necks than doctor of chiropractic and homeopath, Dr. Frank King?
Well, Robert, you know, it's really interesting you bring that up. This time of year and the fall are two times of the year where you see extreme acceleration in mm-hmm. stiff necks. We've observed this for 36 years, and you know what we have found is it's most common even when the weather is getting kind of nice, but it's still a little cool, but we're just kind of burning off the winter and first opportunity to roll the windows down in the car. And according to where that wind's blowing, if you're a driver, of course, here on your left neck, if you're mm-hmm. a passenger on your right neck, we find the stiffness pattern. And so this is so consistent, so high in percentage that I ask them, okay, right stiff neck, have you been a passenger in a car where you've had the window down and you've been getting a lot of breeze on your neck? And they all go, oh, just the other day. And, you know, you hear this time after time, and what's happening is that cool air coming on the neck, even though the sun feels good and all, that will create a stiffness. And so a little tidbit of somebody to mm-hmm. be aware out there.
Yeah, even
get a little air, but not too much air, just like too much sunshine or too much water.
right.
Can be a problem.
The doctor of chiropractic that was helping out my friend's wife even mentioned to her, said literally, because she went to sleep, woke up with it, she said literally it could be a fan or the running the air conditioning, a slight breeze in a certain side of your neck can set this thing up. So yes, it is known within the field of the doctors of chiropractic out there as well. And so if you've observed it 36, 37 years, it's not just a fluke.
Well, and just knowing that a little bit, Robert, as people know these things, we can prevent them. And that's really what it's all about. Chiropractors might not like me saying this, but you can prevent a lot of unnecessary trips to the chiropractor by simply observing and not overdoing the wind on the neck as the weather's turning warm, and or in the fall when it's, you're getting your last few special days of where you like to have the windows down. So it's good to have a little fresh air and all that, but maybe just not overdo the wind on the neck or one side of the neck like that. It causes you to kind of, it's like catching a cold in the muscles of your neck. And it can be very irritating and very painful in many cases.
Dr. King, are you seeing this then more as a muscular kind of occurrence or a traditional subluxation, let's say, at needing some kind of adjustment? What's your focal point that you see from that physiological perspective?
I think it's like catching a cold. You're creating an inflammation in there. It's just a little, maybe too much for what your body's – you've been all in the warm in the house or through the winter. You've been, and getting that fresh cold air on your neck for a period of time, like driving a trip in the car or something – that is enough to set – maybe it's a subtle level. Maybe your inflammation levels are a bit high in your body. And it's just – it's an opportune kind of virus or bug
that
catch in there.
So we can see –
and activate that inflammation.
Some of it's immune, of course, but if we see that inflammation, it's almost like a weird wind injury. I mean, I guess we could put topical arnica on there. It's not going to hurt. It's going to be helping to loosen the muscles a little bit. So there's some things we can do homeopathically.
No, definitely. It's a quick, you can grab the back neck muscle and joint, one of my favorite products, a very comprehensive product to deal with the broad spectrum of musculoskeletal type injuries. And I use that for everything from a strain, a sprain, to a scrape, to a drive-by shooting.
Oh man, so many let's say diverse utilization of this. And if you don't have that, if you have wounds recovery, which we have here from King Bio, you can utilize that. There are a lot of things that'll cross over into many different areas. So don't panic if you don't have the exact remedy. But if you want back, neck, muscle, and joints available, we have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com today. So great insight into stiff necks. If you have one, you might be calling King Bio up for some remedies, which is a good thing. Now, we cover almost every week now in the springtime, we've been at least mentioning once the allergy issue, and I think we can't avoid it because there's another big story on allergies. More people than ever are sick with allergies this year, and this is something that I do see increasing because of liver congestion, toxicity, so many other gastrointestinal things, that we're becoming weaker as a species, seemingly, with more hyperimmune responses.
Yes, Robert, you see the pattern. The more we suppress the symptoms of diseases and conditions, we send these conditions deeper into our bodies. They commonly then get, impair our immune systems and creating more and more allergies. We can't just suppress disease anymore. Boy, if we can remove the scales from our eyes to be able to see this, to be able to understand that suppression doesn't work. People have tried it for centuries. Whether it's psychology, whether it's immunology, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional.
Well, this is the thing that frustrates me. That's where I need my homeopathic Argentum Nitricum, because I see so many people, and I talk to so many, that are holistically oriented. They don't. It's not that they like drugs, but they haven't been introduced to the options. Come on, you listen to the show. We talk homeopathic solutions for allergies all the time. Stop with the Allegra and all that stuff. We've got options. Stop with the shots. I did over 10 years of them. We don't need to go down that road anymore. Dr. King, help us out.
You know, it's just not a minor thing, Robert.
Yeah.
What we're talking about, suppressing the immune system. We think, oh, all the commercials, it's all been so lighthearted, mm-hmm. you know.
Butterflies flying, you know, it's all.
Yeah, awesome. Little bees buzzing around. Mm-hmm. But, you know, listen to the qualifications at the end the FTC makes you say about the seriousness of antihistamines. There's a few of the universities in Canada have joined together and done research and found antihistamines, just a basic over-the-counter, you know, products, to actually be very, very much a serious problem. And it's actually causing increased tumor activities in people. You know, so, you know, a lot of countries are outlawed antihistamines, and for a good reason. It's just you think, wow, we are the informed country in the world here in America.
No.
But au contraire, yeah, when it comes to big business and big pharma.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's the kind of thing we take so casually, so lightly, these pills coming from that industry. Yet, as we know, even quote-unquote children's Tylenol, which they're always saying, give for a fever, the pediatricians that are not up on what we talk about yet. And that's so liver toxic. On top of it, now you're bringing up the antihistamines that are popped like they're candy going out of style, creating more tumors. This is huge. This is not mild. Like you said, we have got to switch our thinking, change over to the herbs, the homeopathics, the minerals, etc. And we've covered so many different allergy formulas. I, at the risk of repeating ourselves, it's still important because people have not fully gotten the message yet.
Yes, a simple allergy formula here in homeopathy it works so much differently here. It's all about really awakening the healing powers that are represented within us, many times dormant within us, and awakening those and getting them active again rather than suppressing symptoms. Big difference, Robert, is, you know, I'm sure you have been preaching this for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had to go through it the hard way. As you know, the story is, in so many cases, the healers that we really respect now had to go through a lot of suffering in their own lives to wake up to these realities, and then they tend not to be quiet about it because they're invested not only in their own health, but to help others not suffer the way they suffered. And I think that's the message. So if anybody hears a little passion in my voice, it's born out of my own suffering.
Yes, and most people in the world are suffering needlessly, and that's the real sad part and why we become so passionate, why you and I are doing the things we're doing.
Yes,
is because we do not have to suffer needlessly in these areas. There are beautiful remedies and actual cures mm-hmm. for these problems that have no side effects, no known negative drug interactions, totally safe, and awakening your true healing. So when you take these remedies, you're not just temporarily suppressing your symptoms like the other drugs. You are actually awakening your body to heal, mm-hmm. correcting the problem where you don't become codependent on drugs.
Now, at the risk of getting a little more subtle into homeopathic prescribing and technique, I want to acknowledge those in the audience that may be familiar with the concept of like cures like, because some also have become quite dogmatic in the homeopathic realm. I hear from occasionally that would say, well, if you use more than one remedy, you're just suppressing things. It's like, no, homeopathy does not suppress. And I just can't get it through to some of these people. Even on our side of the equation, there are numbskulls everywhere.
Robert, as you've been studied, and I, you know, I was a classical homeopath using these single remedies the way it was originally designed back in the 17 and early 1800s. And in those scenarios, it's been used globally. It was taught a certain way. But, you know, we just had this discussion the other day here in the office about, we had hired a new employee in quality control that has a history of classical homeopathy, and I was sharing, and she was so fascinated with this new contemporary thinking,
yes,
where we may turn this complex, once complex, elusive healing art of homeopathy into something very easy and functional. And you know, we find that we're through combinations and multiple ingredients that work together and multiple potencies, that we are actually able to help people faster, get not only faster results, more complete results, higher percentage of results and actually a higher percentage of cures in a more gentle way.
Mm. And so, it is not, let's say, a subtle thing. We see it all the time as well. And you know, you and I also share the passion in healing that if someone could get well with one remedy, we're happy for that too. We're not so dogmatic that we say ours is the only way, but we're always wanting to open people up to easier access to get well because so many people have been disconnected from access to this information. And what am I going to say? Nope, you have to suffer because you haven't learned what I've learned. No. We're getting the word out.
Yes, Robert. You know, we're all talking about holism, aren't we? When you look at nature, it's things aren't isolated like drugs are. Drugs are isolates. They're trying to isolate one chemical that has a specific effect upon the body. And, you know, we're really running out of the one chemical effect on the body right now in drug therapy and drug research. There's not a whole lot more to be picking from. They're coming down to the bottom of the barrel of all these different isolates. And nature is all about holism. You think in nature, mm-hmm. things don't isolate. They're not all by themselves. They're designed to work together. They're integrative. There's companion plants.
Exactly.
There's companion minerals. There's companion, there's synergism. That's beautiful. Where things working together are creating a greater power than what they could individually, or the sum total individually. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we see that nature is all about holism, not isolism.
Yes, isolationism, exactly. And it's a beautiful way that you've stated it. I appreciate that so very much. Listen, we got to take a break. If you'd like to know more from Dr. Frank King and King Bio, it's kingbio.com. All the links are up there at the blog today at robertscottbell.com. They're at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, East Coast in the U.S. time to get a hold of them. And they're absolutely wonderful, as is Dr. King. We'll be back. We've got some stories about acne. We've got some stories about gastrointestinal issues. Stand by, maybe even diabetes if we have time. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the healing revolution continues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck. Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immune Tree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
From allergies to acne, the Healing Revolution covers it all, and I'm sure we can find an ailment for Z. I don't know what that might be at the moment, but we got Dr. Frank King. That's why we've got the ability to go anywhere and everywhere, including a couple of more stories here, Dr. King. One of them was about the acne drugs tied to doubling the risk of eye problems. Now, we knew a lot of these drugs can destroy your liver. I mean, literally, so you'll have a clean face, you're willing to die of liver failure? Come on. We've got to help people, and that's what we're here to do. Acne, come on, we can deal with this.
Yeah, you know, when I grew up in the 50s, it was the only thing we had to worry about when it came to blindness was something my mother told me about when I was a teenager. But
but now we got to worry about acne drugs. Good Lord. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is the point of what we do here is to open up the opportunities for different things. And I talk to so many of these kids. I've mentioned those that come from, particularly from Asia, that they have this beautiful skin normally. They come over and start eating the standard American diet, and their faces just explode with acne. And I look at this as gastrointestinal and liver and other things, but we can also relieve the acne along the way, healing the inside of the body, which is just a reflection.
Yes, and again, anytime what we're suppressing the skin, we don't fix the problem, we send the disease deeper into our body. This is well documented in what we call Herring's Law of Cure.
Yes.
And in these principles, what is happening is the superficial expressions, like anything on the skin, when you suppress it, it sends it deeper. And guess, Robert, where the primary places that these things show up? In the respiratory tract, mm-hmm. the digestive tract,
yes.
internal organs. We're sending the disease deeper. That's one of the reasons why we see such an increase in what we talked about earlier with the allergies, mm-hmm. is because we've been suppressing skin problems. Oh, my God, I got a zit. I got it. You're suppressing it, and you ended up creating asthma mm-hmm. or allergies
yes.
or chronic COPD. We need to wake up to these things. We're sending these diseases deeper. Mm-hmm. We're probably setting up the patterns in which we will die.
Right. Well, the medicine here from Roche, that big company, isotretinoin, and it goes by trade names including Roaccutane, Claravis, and Amnestime. Serious side effects, bone growth delays, miscarriages, birth defects, pink eye, styes, dryness. We talk about liver failure, Accutane that they used to call it. Now they're calling it Roaccutane. I mean, this is an amazing thing that the FDA, which is supposed to protect, right, the people from drugs, dangerous? No, apparently it's protecting the drug industry from the people that are being harmed. But thankfully, you know, we've got acne remedies, homeopathic. We've got liver remedies, homeopathic. We've got gastrointestinal remedies. We've got asthma remedies we've covered extensively, which is reaching out further and further every week we do this.
Yes, Robert, that's exactly all those symptoms you were reading were what exactly what we were talking about, where, you know, we're sending the disease deeper, mm-hmm. and hence we see why we have all these other internal problems associated with a basic acne suppressive drug.
Yeah, exactly. And so this study came out of Israel, of all places, that they're talking about the great dangers of these acne drugs. And of course, if any remedy, natural, herb, or otherwise, were to cause one fraction of a tenth of a millimeter of whatever of this, it would be pulled from the market. But yet the FDA turns that so-called blind eye to these deadly drugs, and therefore the Healing Revolution comes to the rescue. So if you're looking for things to utilize for acne, remember there are direct remedies, but remember to heal the internal milieu or terrain of the body. And here comes the next story about this, Dr. King. We've covered a lot of this about gastrointestinal issue. And this story says stomach grumbling might not be indigestion. And they're indicating that there might be more serious issues associated with what you think. Oh, I'm just got indigestion. They're indicating it could be some form of colitis or Crohn's or irritable bowel.
Exactly. We're seeing so much of this. One of the greatest increases in health problems happening today is happening in the realm of irritable bowel. We're seeing all this gluten sensitivity that has been going through the roof. Guess what? Since when? Since we started doing GMO grains. Mm-hmm. Wonder why.
Yes. And by the way, which is the remedy most appropriate when we're dealing with GMOs? Because that's become a bigger issue every week. In fact, I just covered yesterday the update out in California, how they're gathering 800,000 signatures to mandate the labeling. At least let the people know so they can actually make an informed choice about it. But if we want to really address some of these GMO environmental toxins, which remedy would you suggest we look to?
Really, the symptoms associated with GMO foods are so broad, Robert. Mm-hmm. It really comes down to how is the body communicating in its language of symptoms? For example, if you find yourself sensitive to grains and gluten, and if you're not sure and you have an elusive digestive problem or elusive problem of any kind, whether it's memory loss or fatigue, allergies, and it's not clearing up simply, always go to look into things like gluten sensitivity. You have a gluten sensitivity test and a sensitivity to different grains done on you, a blood test. It's a simple blood test your allergist can do if they have some knowledge of allergies, and especially delayed food allergies, not just only immediate food allergies.
Sure.
Delayed ones are the ones that are most elusive because they can slowly come on after you consume this,
for
over 1
even.
To 3 days.
Yeah, or even the years and years of accumulation where people will say, Dr. King, how could this be possible? I've always been eating this way. You're like, that's the point. That's how it got there.
That's right. And so when we're looking at that, if you have, find yourself sensitive to grains or glutens, then you take the grains and glutens formula. It's real simple science. If you find yourself allergic to dairy, you take the dairy formula. If you find yourself allergic to fruits and nuts or in seeds, we have a formula specifically for that. And so on, until, you put all the pieces back together again. Many times there's a lot of pieces to put back together again, but we've got to start. We can't just, lay down on this. We can't, we've got children and we've got grandchildren and hopefully great and great-great-grandchildren that we can be highly involved in their lives, we still have meaningful lives as we grow older. We call it, Robert, we're not just aging, we're saging. We're getting smarter. Mm-hmm. We should be the patriarchs and the matriarchs of the families that are wise and helping our families and guiding our families so they're not making the same mistakes that we've seen in our lives or in our parents' or grandparents' lives. We have accumulated knowledge why we need to age, isn't it, Robert?
Well, yeah, we talk about the wisdom of the ancients or the wisdom of our elders or ancestors. And in the Western world, we've kind of disconnected from acknowledging and honoring it. And we kind of, toss off somebody and say, oh, they're just old. They don't know. And then they put it up as a delusion of aging as opposed to the wisdom of those that have been on the planet. Now, we recognize in the 20th century in particular, many of our so-called parents, grandparents, etc., may have abandoned the natural world, the natural realm, and thought, oh my gosh, man has finally conquered nature, right? And we embraced medicine. We embraced all of these innovations, yet many of them came with a long-term, if not short-term, but certainly a long-term consequence that we didn't see initially. Like, we said some of these things crept up over many years, decades, or even now generations. And so the younger people are seemingly now more open to embracing a movement back to nature. And that's, again, a big part of the healing revolution. We're not going to get every 70, 80, 90-year-old or even 60-year-old guy or gal to pick up on this because they're so invested in modern medicine. But I'm most interested in getting the young people, the next generation, to open up and go a different path.
And a different path is so needed. Look at the results of what's been of the fruit of the primary drugs that have been used in the last decades. We see all the rampant increase in our brains are just melting down. We're having major memory problems. We're having major psychiatric issues. We're having major fatigue issues. Our bodies are breaking down. Our digestive systems are breaking down. We see a big breakdown in this digestive system. So how do we restore it? We see there's a few problems that we have here, Robert. One of them is a candida epidemic.
Right.
Probably more so a pandemic, which is more even the most severe.
Yes.
As far as percentage of the population this is affecting. And so we have something called aqua, in our Aquaflora line of products called for Candida. And you simply just take this twice a day, and it helps keep and activate your body to keep this pandemic overgrowth of Candida back down, to normal. And the Candida is coming because of the refined diets and all the problems we have. So this is a great way to begin addressing breakdown in our digestive systems. They're now finding and tracing the breakdown of the digestive system, Robert, to be the key factor behind the increases in autism. That autism is a byproduct of the breakdown of our digestive tracts.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. Like Dr. Andrew Wakefield acknowledged, the damage and inflammation and colitis and enterocolitis seen in the patients, the little girls and boys that were hammered by the MMR shot, among many others. So we see that downturn happening because of the medicalization of all life. From the moment they're born, they're immediately thought of as lacking something. And in this case of modern medicine, lacking some sort of shot or lacking some sort of drug eventually, so commonly given.
Yes. Now, there's two other things in that Aquaflora line that is designed. They're like have over 47 to 50 ingredients in these two products. Now, one of them is for the upper GI. We call it the enzyme restoration formula.
Uh-huh.
And that's for all the, glitches that can occur in our upper digestive tract, from heartburn to stomach dysfunctions to imbalances in the release of our enzymes to break down our food, to the release of our hydrochloric acid and all of our digestive components, our gallbladder, the bile that's released to break our fats down. This product is designed to restore those upper GI functions I just mentioned. And so it's a great way to get what we call an intestinal tune-up. Mm-hmm. And now the third product to go along with the Candida and the upper enzyme restoration formula for the upper GI is the probiotic restoration formula that's for the lower GI tract, to reset our cultures back into our colons again and to get our septic tank, keep it cleaned out and functioning well so we don't have septic backup.
Beautiful.
Most people who have experienced that in maybe their RV or in their home, it's no fun to septic backup, is it, Robert?
No, not recommended highly, of course, unless you have like smelling salts, perhaps, or loads of gardenias around to kind of neutralize it. But these are the things that are so practical. That's what I love about doing the Healing Revolution with you, that for everything out there, there is a simple option that you can do as an adjunct, reminding everybody, just as Dr. King has said, no contraindication. If you're making a transition from allopathic pharmaceuticals to homeopathic, etc., there is no contraindication. We hope that one day you'll rely less upon the toxins and more upon the natural healing energies, and that's what we're here to do. Now, the Aquaflora thing, everything's linked up in the blog today, so you check it out, robertscottbell.com. Again, 800-543-3245 is the number for King Bio. And, of course, if you ever have a question or comment for Dr. King, we'll get it on here. Just call us 24-7. We'll get it on the air at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Man, oh, man, did we come to a quick end here, Dr. King, which is just a new beginning of the Healing Revolution.
Lots to begin with, Robert, and maybe just to say, check out the regional allergy mixes, since it is the season here in allergy, whether you live in Texas or Oklahoma or the Midwest or the Rocky Mountains or the deserts or California or the Northeast or Great Lakes or the Southwest, we have specific allergy formulas designed to help your awaken your body to adapt to the pollens in your area that you live.
Well, any allergies, we got you covered here on the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. We got a whole other hour coming up to go into the weekend, but it's always important that to get to the weekend, we go through the Healing Revolution, and we're much healthier as we do it. Thank you again, Dr. King.
You're most welcome, Robert.
So all I got to do now is remind you, we're going to take a quick break, but until then, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Special thanks again to Dr. Frank King with the Healing Revolution. We continue the revolution. We're going to do some political healing this hour. We expect Jack Hunter to join us shortly. But in the meantime, if you don't like the research, and I don't mean the moment of dull research that we do. I mean, if you don't like, let's say some scientific, whatever, gobbledygook organization comes out with some research you don't like, what are you going to do? Cry? No. If you're Monsanto, you're going to buy the research facility. That's right. Monsanto didn't like that there was published literature and findings now about the collapse of bee colonies being linked back to Monsanto's genetically modified organisms and pesticides. And they said, screw this, we can't win the PR battle. Let's just buy the company that did the research and then we can change it and everything will be fine. The bees love our stuff. It's the bee's knees, Monsanto, the bee's knees, Superdawn. This is the problem with, you talk about too big to fail. This is a multinational corporation that we need to send to Hades.
You know, and the thing is with Monsanto, we talk about Monsanto a lot, but there's a lot to talk about. But, you know, how many corporations out there can buy an entire research? You know, and this isn't just some small independent research facility. This is one of the big research facilities on bee colony collapses. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've seen over a short period of time, there's been some very damning evidence and data that's been collected showing that this is what is causing the die-off of bees. And, you know, again, that's one of those topics that I learned about just recently. Because, yeah, you know, a lot of people don't think, oh, well, you know, you see a bee flying around, you think the bee's going to sting you. The first thing you do is you want to kill it, right? So, you know, it's like bees are
not here,
teddy bears. Yeah. No, I understand. I understand. But it's, for a lot of people, that's just the knee-jerk reaction. They don't think of a bee as the same thing as they would a kitty or something. You know, sure. It's like, oh, it's just a bee.
Well, our life depends on those bees more than it depends on the kitty.
Absolutely.
And I'm not advocating. Okay, never. I'm not even going there. Listen, Monsanto, the massive biotechnology company, and this story is linked up through Blacklisted News. A lot of great news they're covering there. We appreciate all of their work. Found in the public company record reports, if you will, hosted on a mainstream media, that the Monsanto had scooped up, as they call it, Bee Logics firm back in September 2011. We're getting this a little after the fact. During this time, the correlation between Monsanto's GM crops and the bee decline was not explored in the mainstream press. And in fact, it was hardly touched upon until Polish officials, my ancestry, partly Polish, addressed the serious concern amid the monumental ban. Owning a major organization that focuses heavily on the bee collapse and is recognized by the USDA for their mission statement of restoring bee health and protecting the future of insect pollination could be very advantageous for Monsanto. Oh, you think?
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You talk about strategizing.
Perfect situation here. You know, Monsanto's product is killing the bees. The word is getting out that their product is killing the bees. This word is getting now by way of this research facility. So why not buy, you know, like you said, buy the research facility? How many corporations can just buy a research facility? Well, Monsanto can, because they've got the money to do it. They've got the money to do just about anything that they want. And that is the reason why they've gotten to the point where they are. And they've become, you know, this huge, problem,
yes,
that people are trying to deal with. We talked about this yesterday. People taking on Monsanto.
Don, here's the case, and we're going to get into some Ron Paul discussion in a little while, but this is where some of our progressive leftists don't get it, where Ron Paul says deregulate, right? This idea of and we're not talking about phony deregulation, because even under Reagan it was phony deregulation. We're talking about really allowing the marketplace to decide, because honestly, in a free market, there is no freaking way that Monsanto could exist. And that's the fear of those who say, well, if you get rid of the EPA, then Monsanto will run. Listen, Monsanto is running roughshod over American farms because of the influence of government, the power of government to regulate. If they didn't have that power to regulate, Monsanto couldn't buy the influence. It wasn't there to begin with. And then they would have to rely on the free market to determine whether people would buy their stuff. And knowing what we know about the freedom of speech, etc., they would never be able to compete in a free market with their products that are destroying not only the bees, but the crops and the family farmers who simply want to grow as their ancestors grew all those generations ago.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it's the government influence that has allowed Monsanto to get to the size and the power and the influence that it has. And, you know, when we talk about the things that they do, we're talking about bees today. Mm-hmm. You know, just the other day we were talking about pig farmers.
Yep.
And it's the same thing. It's the same attack that is going on mm-hmm. after all of the of everybody outside of the industrial farming that's going on. That's sure. just crushing everybody and trying to shut everybody out.
Well,
and, you know,
we
Robert, I gotta call you out on something.
What? Go ahead, call me out.
You're going after those progressive Democrats
again. Oh no, not again. You know, I posted this in yesterday's notes a little bit about this, and it actually was right. It was positively well received because there's a sensitivity. And listen, I'm a sensitive guy. Yes, I'm in talk radio, and I can be occasionally abrasive, but there are certain things that just – I'm sorry. They just get me. I cannot hold back. I do not want to hold back. And lately, my ire has been a little bit directed toward the so-called progressive left. It's not that I don't – I have friends that are progressive lefties. They're friends
sure,
of mine.
Too.
I love them.
Too. Absolutely.
But the point that I was bringing up, and I'm bringing up continuously, is the delusion that government could solve these problems. And that's where they've gone wrong, because it used to be they were for, let's say, more freedom, liberty, personal liberty as such, yet they've embraced a lot of the Obama's attack against, for instance, continuing the war on drugs, the war on cannabis. I don't use cannabis recreationally at all, yet I want to defend a humble plant that God created, okay? That's what I want. Now, I posted this, was it just yesterday in the notes? I said, in case you hadn't noticed, I get most upset when discussing politicians who sacrifice children at the vaccine altar of the Church of Biological Mysticism or Modern Medicine. If you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show long enough, you will hear that it matters not what label or party affiliation the politician may claim to have. So if you consider yourself Democrat or Republican, you should take offense only if you support the policies of child sacrifice. Are we clear? Is it a capiche moment? Right? And so there are times where I will lash out. In fact, I posted yesterday a YouTube up on, and it was linked in my blog notes as well, a YouTube where Adam Kokesh, a former, once a Marine, always a Marine, in Fallujah, I think he was in Afghanistan, whatever. He's come back. He's become quite an advocate for liberty, a Ron Paul supporter. He's interviewing a Tea Party Republican candidate for the treasurer's office in North Carolina. And he nailed him on the Fed. So here I was busting out on a Republican Tea Party guy just to be an equal opportunity offender. And it's not my intent, Super Don, to purposefully offend. But if I am upset, I don't care what you call yourself, Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or progressive or whatever. I support a progressive guy in the Green Party for Congress. Yeah, I do. His name, we've actually interviewed him on here. You know him because he's the editor of, what's the magazine, Doctor's Prescription for Healthy Living, David Steinman, who's running against who? Henry the Whackman, Waxman. I want David in there. I want a progressive Green Party guy in there. Absolutely I do. Because it's the left Hollywood munchkin land. Yeah, he'd be great. And he's all for health freedom. So you see, and remember, we endorsed a Democrat in Iowa, Francis Tickey, for agricultural commissioner or something in Iowa. So don't tell me I'm only bashing progressive leftists. Don't even. You've got to, and this is the problem with talk radio. People listen for 2 minutes and they think they know everything about it. So if you tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show for that long, I can't help you. You've got to keep coming back.
You're just one of those wingnut right-wing conservative talk show hosts, Robert Scott Bell. Why don't you go hang out with your friend Mark Levin and Sean Hannity?
Oh, right. Like we've never lashed out at them.
No.
And the same RSB that just announced his support for a progressive Green Party candidate for Congress? Come on. And a Democrat in Iowa? Yes, I'm a Ron Paul kind of guy. And we know Ron Paul is a Republican. He's been elected to Congress, 10 times as a Republican? He's run twice as a Republican for president. He's run once as a Libertarian. But it isn't the label that's got me with Ron Paul. It's his principles. If you love liberty, I don't care what label you're slapping on yourself. You're my friend. And as
that's
I said,
right.
I have progressive friends.
If
I have
you're a Republican or a Democrat and you're a douchebag, we're going to talk about you, too. It doesn't matter.
Well said, Super Don. You said it all so well. Listen, let's take a break here as we delved into subjects. Who knew? Who knew we would go this way today? And we will have Jack Hunter. He's known as the Southern Avenger. He's the official campaign blogger for the Ron Paul campaign. Totally cool guy. We'll talk with him next and update you on things that the old media will never share about what's happening with Ron Paul. In the meantime, please say thank you to the sponsors that make this show possible. Check them all out at robertscottbell.com. Lots of banners up there. Give us a call anytime, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Get ready, Jack Hunter's coming up next.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It is Friday, but tomorrow is almost Earth Muffin Day. We're going to celebrate that in Mirando Farms in Fort Lauderdale. If you want to hang out with RSB and friends, come on down. We've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I don't know where Jack Hunter is going to be, but I know he's here with me right now, and it's always a blast when we get together. The official blogger, campaign blogger for the Ron Paul run for the presidency, Jack Hunter, the Southern Avenger, is back. Jack, it's good to have you.
Hey. How you doing, Robert? Always good to be with you.
It is great, man. I tell you what, we've missed you here. Of course, we continue to carry the torch in our own way in the new media, and certainly love to hear all the updates on the inside. We've been talking a lot about the fact that the media, old media, I say, is not reporting on the real story. The delegates are racking up on Ron Paul's favor. There are also attendance issues that are incredible compared to the chosen one, the front runner, as they call him, Mitt Romney, who has some crickets chirping at his events. And Ron Paul's got thousands of people, even in little Rhode Island.
I tell you what, Robert, I haven't been more excited about the future in general throughout this entire campaign than I think the last 2 weeks. And some people think that sounds crazy. The crowds that are showing up, I mean, here's a guy that the mainstream media has written off. It's old news. Mitt Romney's the nominee. Why is this guy? And Newt Gingrich, why are they even still in the race? Ron Paul has throngs of people. We saw that in Texas with, you know, thousands showing up in all the different stops he had. In California, the same thing. I think it was 8,500 at UCLA. This is insane, and I mean that in the best way. What's going on here? You would think at the bare minimum that that would be a news story. Forget about a media that's written Ron Paul off. Don't you think that they would wonder, hey, why is this guy still attracting such a large audience, a young audience, such a passionate and enthusiastic audience? But no, they don't ask those questions. And the answer to that is Ron Paul represents something that is far more important than whatever establishment figure ends up in charge at the end of this game. And that's what the people at these rallies recognize. They represent a new electorate that dismisses the politics of old. They know that their parents and grandparents, who for generations have voted Democrat or Republican, have grown government, have given us this debt, this entitlement system that's now bankrupt, have gotten us involved in so many wars, many of which didn't make any sense and further bankrupted us. They see that system as broken. They see Ron Paul as a way out of that, a new day, a new hope, if you will. Not to get too Star Wars on you.
That's okay. We can do that here on the Robert Scott Bell
Show. Refreshing and important and a promise.
Yes.
It's just a completely different outlook, and the idea that, you know, the mainstream media won't even touch it or look into it is pretty absurd.
Well, you can bet that if Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich were drawing thousands of people at every stop, particularly at universities and even in Berkeley, of all places, where no one comes out for Republicans at Berkeley. I mean, there's a revolution on.
Well, that's exactly right. I can't remember the date, but I think it was one of Ron Paul's Texas stops was in San Antonio. Mitt Romney had an event the same day, and I think Ron Paul had like 3,000 or 4,000. Well, I'd have to go back and look. I get confused. It's so many people. So many stops. Anyways, it was a lot of people. It was a packed house. It was a standing room only. People in the lobby watching on closed circuit TV. I think Mitt Romney had like 100 people the same day.
Yes.
Here's the guy who is the presumptive nominee. You tell me what's going on, Robert. Is this not, forget about your politics, whether you're a Paul supporter or a Romney supporter or a Santorum or Gingrich. Forget about all that stuff. Isn't that a story in and of itself or worthy of coverage?
Well, you would think so. I mean, the crickets were chirping. I mean, listen, the headline, Romney draws dozens. I mean, come on.
What's happening here, and the reason I say I'm so encouraged, is there does seem to be a new electorate that is forming. You know, Ron Paul is, some would say arguably, I would say not even arguably, and I say this as an old Pat Buchanan supporter, Ron Paul is the most conservative person to ever run for president of the United States. I'm throwing Goldwater and Reagan in that. I mean, he's in that mix.
Yes.
Very, extremely conservative in all the sort of limited government founding father sorts of ways that, you know, that Goldwater-Reagan legacy that we recognize as American conservatism, while at the same time attracting independents in the same way Reagan did. You know, people who don't think of themselves on the right or in the GOP love Ron Paul, and even some liberals who look at Obama and the Democrats and say, hey, this is just George W. Bush redo, and with foreign policy and civil liberties, it's even worse than George W. Bush, with indefinite detention and all this other sort of craziness, the NDAA. You have all these people flocking to Ron Paul that I think represents something new, something we haven't seen in American politics a long time, as far as a generational and ideological shift. I think, you know, whatever happens in 2012, and as you said, Ron Paul is going to be getting a lot more delegates. We've already seen that in Minnesota and Colorado within the last week than people are expecting. But rolling into Tampa, the future will be rolling into Tampa behind Ron Paul. What you see on that stage, what the establishment puts up there, is yesterday's news. I don't care what else happens in this election. That is as true as the day is long.
Yeah, that is the, you know, the stunning thing, that all the rules that used to be basically, whether they were written or not, it was just the script that was played. Nobody questioned, or very few people questioned, what the media did or did not report. And if there was new media, it was fringed and marginalized to such a degree that very few paid attention to it. Now it's become more and more obvious through this. And we saw it 4 years ago when Ron was running then, even more obvious this time. But the difference is more people are ignoring mainstream media. I mean, they're literally going, we don't care if you cover it anymore. We're going. This is a whole new way. It's the unplugging and the reconnecting to the genuine source that I see. That is, I'm excited like you are, Jack.
I am as well. I mean, you know, part of my job as a conservative pundit, and I've been doing this, you know, for, you know, a long time now, is sort of, you know, people on the right complain, Jack, why don't you beat up on liberals and the Democrats more? I say, well, you know, we know they suck. We know they're terrible. What are we going to do to replace them? How are we going to counter it? How are we going to be the loyal opposition? So I point out where the Republican Party is not really living up to its limited government principles. Ron Paul supporters see that clearly. It's something their parents and grandparents, and I don't mean to make it completely generational, because every time I do this, I always have people in their 50s and 60s and 70s who are Paul supporters who said, hey, hold up, Jack, and God bless them. But I think even they would agree with what I'm talking about, that so many of the older people in the Republican Party and the conservative movement are completely fine, for example, with a guy like Santorum or Gingrich, who spent a truckload of money when they were in power, as much if not more than the Democrats, voted for things like No Child Left Behind, TARP, Gingrich being for the individual mandate. That's just example of two supposedly conservative candidates who were acceptable for a significant period of time to your conventional Republicans as conservatives. Well, they're not even considered conservatives to Paul supporters. They're seen as big government Republicans, which is exactly what they are. There's not really that much difference between them and Romney. I'm encouraged, and you know, this isn't about Gingrich or Santorum, those guys anymore, but it does give you perspective. It's about how the Paul supporters can sort of see through that, and that's moving into the future. You know, these young people are forming their ideas about politics associated with Ron Paul at some of their most formative years. I don't know about you, Robert. I'm 37 years old. What I think about politics today had a lot to do with what I thought of at 19, 20, 21, when I was following Pat Buchanan around. Uh-huh. And that's translated to today. I think we're seeing that now with this generation, these young people between 15 and 25 or wherever you want to stop at, under 30, who are starting to, maybe they were apathetic, maybe they were conservative, now they're a different kind of conservative, maybe they're a liberal and now they're not. You know, their ideas about politics, what's good and right, moving forward for this country, are being shaped by Ron Paul. How fantastic is that? And there are thousands of them. The people showing up at these rallies are only representative of a larger army that's out there, and it continues to grow. It's already double in size what Ron Paul was doing in 2008, and this thing is by no means over. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah, we're talking with Jack Hunter, official campaign blogger for the Ron Paul run for the presidency. We love him here and appreciate so much all that you're doing, and you're bringing that spark of youth to that campaign as well. And in fact, you're being out youthed by the youth that are coming into that campaign, which is really cool. You know, only 37. I'm in my 40s, and we respect our elders here, but I respect even more the elders that understand what we're saying and that have signed on for this. In fact, my mom's 78. She's from Israel originally, Jack, and she is a Ron Paul delegate in Georgia. So it is happening.
I love hearing that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing as she's telling me all these stories about meeting these young kids, basically. Some college age, some just out of high school, turned 18 for the first time they can participate, and they are all over this. And they're saying, why is this old lady here, grandma here? And she tells them she loves liberty enough, and she's doing it for her kids and grandkids. And that's what we want to see. We need more of that. So that's inspiring others to say, yes, I may be old, I may have been on this planet long enough, but I want a good legacy to leave for my kids.
Well, and that's another aspect of the generational shift. The younger people don't see as much hope for the future with the system as it is, as and the parents don't either, but they're maybe a little more reserved about getting away from it. For example, if you've been paying into Social Security and Medicare all your life, you want it, and rightfully so. That's your promise. If you're, hell, I'm 37, I don't think I'm going to see any of that stuff. I think it's going to be gone.
Oh, yeah,
so
you're
imagine
right.
If you're 25 or 20 years old. And also the foreign policy stuff. You know, a lot of older conservatives just can't imagine in America, where we're not in, you know, 20 different countries at one time and carrying on a war, where the younger people are like, what's the point of this? What have we got out of it? Has it made us any safer? Has it made it more dangerous? And can we afford it? They don't have those old attachments that some of their parents have, and that's what enables them to be more limited government, more for actually cutting spending, more for actually securing this country, depending on your perspective. And that's the key. They're going to be able to do things that their parents and grandparents just wouldn't put up with. You know, I always tell people, if you wonder why, you know, Republicans can take control of the House or Senate or the executive branch at various times, but government keeps getting bigger, look no further than the Republican Party establishment. That's all you need to look at. Forget the Democrats. We know what they are. We know what they're going to do. They don't even lie to us. They're going to spend a bunch of money. Every speech Obama gives is about he's going to do this and he's going to do that, and boy, do they do it. We know what they are. The problem is we haven't had a Republican Party that's the opposite of that.
No,
a
we have
a long time, if ever.
Yeah, and let's be fair, to some degree, the progressives are starting to abandon Obama, as well as they're starting to see the warnings that Ron Paul has been stating about both parties, and particularly Obama being even worse, if that could be possible, on the issue of war, on the issue of civil liberties here at home, selecting Americans potentially for targeted assassination, much less, you know, coming out of the NDAA and worse. His attacks continually on medical marijuana or cannabis freedom to utilize the plants of creation. I mean, in so many ways, we see the so-called old left, old right, however you want to call it, now looking and going, both of these parties suck, y'all.
Well, that's exactly right, Robert. Just like any self-respecting conservative can't get excited about Mitt Romney, and to their credit, the GOP base has not been excited about Mitt Romney. Any self-respecting progressive who's all on board with Barack Obama is a hypocrite. And like you said, many of them who, you know, they're progressives because they have integrity. We might not agree with them on every issue, but on the issues that count, you know, that are important to progressives, Obama's a disaster. Everything they hated about George W. Bush, civil liberties, indefinite detention, a foreign policy, all the sort of warrantless wiretapping, Obama's continued that in spades and even increased it. Look at something as horrible as the Patriot Act. Arresting people, indefinite detention, no trial, nothing like that. Well, Obama has one up George W. Bush. Now you can arrest American citizens indefinitely and without trial. And as I find it amusing and encouraging, it's sort of become a conservative consensus, even within the mainstream, that the NDAA is a bad idea. Well, I know an awful lot of progressives who think the same thing. Hey, let's work together. And guess what, folks? There's a candidate who represents us, both of our perspectives on that right now, running for president. So I'm really encouraged about the different coalitions that could be built in the future.
I was thinking, based on what Obama has done, in case Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination of the Republican Party, go ahead and run Obama as a Republican.
Yeah, what's the difference, right?
Yeah.
George W. Obama.
Yeah, I mean, that is the point here. And I think, like you said, to be honest about this, we could talk politics of personality, but you don't even have to. Whether you like Obama or not as a person is irrelevant. It's like, look at what he's done. And some would say, well, it's his first 4 years, but he'll be better in the second. When do you go, well, what the guy has done is what he's done. And that ain't right. And that's what we're going to talk about some more after this break. Jack Hunter's on for one more segment here. It is about time, Jack. We're happy to have you back on board. More news on the Ron Paul campaign you won't hear anywhere else in the media, but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's the definition of insanity. If you're going to vote for an establishment Republican or an establishment Democrat, I would argue that that is grounds for insanity, even though I'm not a guy who would drug you. I would detoxify you from that. That's what we're doing right now with Jack Hunter, the official campaign blogger for the Ron Paul campaign for the presidency. Jack, it is great to have you on board.
Good to be with you always, Robert.
So if we're going to make the difference, if we're going to make the change, one of the things we got to do is counter the silence, if we will, from the old media. That's what we do here. That's why I'm encouraging everybody to pay attention to the alternate sources, because they're the ones actually on the ground seeing what's happening, reporting on it, and pumping you up with energy and excitement for what's really happening like you're seeing, Jack.
We're already countering it. Look, part of the Ron Paul phenomenon is that it's taking place in the Internet age. It's hard to imagine a lot of this stuff. It's sort of like the revolutions we see in the Middle East start on Facebook and Twitter. So much of the organization and the force behind Ron Paul takes place online. We are circumventing the old media, what many call the dead tree press, so the old newspapers and the old official arbiters of what's respectable opinion. You know, whether it's CBS News or ABC and Fox and MSNBC, and it's all these different things. You know, we can say what we want now. We can go online, we can talk to each other, and they can't, like this stuff happening with all these people coming to see Ron Paul. It's out there. People know about it. They're just not reporting on it. It's not like it's a mystery. You can see it anywhere online. If, you know, if you're on Facebook or something, chances are some of your friends or family are Ron Paul people. You see it right there. We are circumventing the old media. They can't determine what we can and cannot talk about anymore like they used to. We saw this really early in the campaign. You remember when Ron Paul almost won the Ames straw poll?
Yes.
They lost to Michelle Bachmann by less than 200 votes. And Jon Stewart did that great lampooning of the mainstream media, asking if Ron Paul had become the 13th floor in a hotel.
Right.
Well, that's exactly right. They decided that, you know, the mainstream media, that the big-time players at that time were Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, and Tim Pawlenty. And, you know, Ron Paul almost beat Bachmann, but they didn't care. It wasn't part of their narrative, so they ignored it. Jon Stewart sort of shamed them into it in his own comic way. We're still sort of there. Ron Paul is still there. That movement is still there. Those people are still there. And people are going to know it one way or another, whether the mainstream media establishment wants them to or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And those of you who'd like to read more about what's happening there, that what they call the political ticker with Jack Hunter is available at ronpaul2012.com to the blogs. I've got a direct link up at robertscottbell.com with the show notes today, as well as his link up to the southernavenger.com, where he's been opining, so to speak, for many years, writing and also video YouTube versions of it. You can follow, you can sign up there. Great stuff. Last one you did about 10 days ago, you did on Obamacare and the imaginary constitution. What was that all about?
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi, when Obamacare was pushed through, that she was asked, you know, where does the Constitution give the federal government the power to regulate or mandate health care? She said, are you serious? And she was being honest. Her idea, Barack Obama's idea of what's constitutional, is what they think is a good idea.
not what's in the document. Conservatives are just as guilty of that. You know, somebody like Bachman or others will call themselves constitutional conservatives, but yet they still support the Patriot Act. Now, whether you think the Patriot Act is a good idea, like Obama and Nancy Pelosi think Obamacare is a good idea, is secondary to the fact that the Patriot Act violates the Fourth Amendment explicitly. It does. Whether you think it's useful or not useful or good or bad, forget about that. It's not constitutional. So this imaginary constitution that exists in the mind of some on the left and some on the right, it's just what they think is a good idea. Well, the founding fathers knew that, you know, government, by its very nature, would always be coming up with all sorts of schemes and programs and other good ideas that would inevitably lead to a state too large to manage, too centralized, and too tyrannical. That's the reason they created the constitution. So the argument should always be whether something's constitutional or not before we say whether it's a good idea or not. My idea of a good idea is not the same as Barack Obama's and vice versa, and that's why we have a constitution to, you know, keep me or him or anybody else in power from doing these sorts of things that are outside of what we should be doing. I think it's very instructive to always look at this from a left-to-right perspective because, as I said earlier, government keeps getting bigger no matter who is in the White House, what party is in control. We saw it with Bush, we're seeing it with Obama. You can damn well be sure if there's a President Romney, you're going to see it all over again, and the Democrat after that, Republican after that, you need a different kind of leader. That's why these people are flocking to Ron Paul. It is a new electorate, it is a new day, it is a new type of politics. It is coming whether people like it or not.
And Yogi Berra was right. It ain't over till it's over, and it ain't over. Jack Hunter is also instrumental in helping to write the Tea Party Goes to Washington with Senator Rand Paul, and of course there's a lot going on there with the Tea Party, the hijacking and co-opting. I saw a video on YouTube, Adam Kokesh, you know the Adam Kokesh, and he was interviewing a candidate, a Republican so-called Tea Party candidate for treasurer of North Carolina, and he sounded good at the beginning of this thing. He was going, yeah, we got to get out of the UN, Agenda 21. You're thinking, okay, he could be a good guy. Then suddenly Adam asked him about the Fed, and it just goes all to hell there. Suddenly it's like defending the Fed. Oh, they don't print money out of thin air. Oh, no, no, no. And we see that what you wrote about with Rand about the Tea Party going to Washington, somebody went back to the Tea Party and just kind of diluted it into almost nothing.
Well, I wouldn't say that about, are you talking about the movement in general that has been diluted? I mean,
I'm not talking about Rand Paul because he's been holding fast to the principle in the Senate, but the Tea Party that kind of sprung up, these spontaneous kind of revolutions, somehow they got co-opted, a lot of them, and they don't even know about the Fed anymore.
Well, there was just one guy, too, and some of them do, some of them don't, but that was always the case. Look, the Tea Party is a populist movement, like the Vietnam War protesters in the 60s. Any populist movement is a big damn mess.
Yes.
Now, it's a necessary mess. That's what populist movements are all about. Are there people in the Tea Party who are running around saying they want to cut spending and support the Constitution and want to end the Fed, and then they look at Newt Gingrich and think he's a great guy? Sure. Now, they haven't put all those contradictions together yet. Are there other people who think that's just silly? Yes, there are. I will say, to the credit of the grassroots base and the GOP, they jumped very quickly from candidate to candidate in this race. Maybe they weren't comfortable with Ron Paul's foreign policy, but as quickly as they were with Michelle Bachmann and then Herman Cain and Santorum Gingrich, the reason they kept jumping is because they knew what you and I know glaringly, that all of these candidates' records really don't measure up from the
right.
Tea Party perspective.
Yeah.
I think 5 or 10 years ago, that base would have settled a lot quicker. So I think that is encouraging. Moving forward, there weren't really, except for Ron Paul, any Tea Party candidates for them to choose from.
No,
there wasn't
that is
Rand Paul or Ron or Mike Lee or whoever you want to look at. And so it was sort of, you know, they were confused.
Yeah, well, you're right. Confusion is there. The populist movement, as you said, of any of them can be confusing a lot. And, of course, the picking out of who's the spokesperson out there, typically the old media is not going to dig down below the surface and they're going to make some claims like this. So I'm glad to have some insight from you because you were there almost at the beginning in putting this thing out there. So what are these next phases? We've still got states to go. There's still delegates being counted, even in the states that have already had their primaries or caucuses. So as I said, this thing is not over. You're confirming that right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, absolutely. We're rolling into Tampa, and as I said earlier, and everybody suspects, and there's what they suspect is correct, we're going to have a lot more delegates than what the media is reporting right now and what the establishment expects. People were surprised in Colorado and Minnesota. We're having a lot of teaming up with Santorum supporters who, despite disagreements between our candidate and theirs, they know that Romney doesn't measure up. They want conservative representation in the Republican Party, and they're joining forces with us. That's going to be an interesting dynamic in these states where we already have strong organization and our people on the ground, and those delegates will be going to Tampa. It's going to be an interesting time indeed.
Yeah, we do live in interesting times, that's for sure. And I think the delegitimizing of the establishment of both parties is something that is moving forward in earnest, and the Ron Paul campaign has been the most powerful force I've seen, certainly in my lifetime. You know, I grew up in Georgia in the Carter years and watched the transition to Reagan and saw all the amazing things happen, but I didn't get to the depth of understanding until I started looking at what Ron had been saying for, well, since the 70s, since there, you know, Nixon closed the gold window. That motivated him to get into politics simply because he saw the impending disaster that seemingly very few others saw. Certainly in politics, they only saw the ability to spend and plunder. Who cares what happens tomorrow? And even now, with very few exceptions in Congress, the Senate, and even among many Republicans, with a few exceptions, they still think they can spend and someone else will deal with it later.
That's right. You know, I've said about Mitt Romney, this is the campaign season when they're supposed to be lying to us and promising, oh, I'll cut this and I'll cut that. He's not even promising us that during the lying part of the, there's no cuts in his budget. There's going to be more money. So what do you expect him to do once he gets in office? Look, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, even President Obama, they are running campaigns. Ron Paul is running a presidential campaign as well, but he's the only one running a revolution. That is going to bear fruit more in the long term than anything else going on right now. All these other figures will be a glitch in the history books compared to what Ron Paul is doing.
Well, Jack Hunter, it is always a great pleasure when we get you on. I know how busy you are spending all over the country on this, and you are a big part of this revolution, have been even prior to joining the Ron Paul campaign. With your passion, your humor, you inspire people, you anger some, which we do here sometimes too. We can't help it, but our passion is just let loose, and I appreciate you coming on board to help us set the stage for what's yet to come. It is not over. Ron Paul 2012.
Always good to be with you, Robert. Let's push forward, and things are going to be even more exciting, I promise.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Jack. And, of course, the revolution continues here as it does every day, much less the Healing Revolution Fridays, which Jack Hunter just rocked in a great and happy political way, because the politics we discuss here is about bringing people together, honestly. Even though sometimes, you know, I get upset when I hear these politicians sacrifice children at the Church of Modern Medicine, biological mysticism. But that is not what Ron Paul as a physician has ever done, nor would he do as president. So we're talking about restoring freedom. We're restoring liberty here. I realize there are some of our friends and neighbors out there and loved ones and family members that are a little bit afraid of freedom. They think it doesn't work. They wrongly say that unless the government intervenes, it'll be all hell will break loose. But the reality is all hell is already broken loose as our federal government no longer operates within the confines or the bounds of the Constitution. Therefore, it exists in a state of virtual anarchy. And so those who want order are actually defending anarchy right now by saying, we need an establishment, we need more Obama, we need more Romney, whatever, we need Bush Part 3, whatever. They're actually arguing for more anarchy. And I like to see order. Now, order by the force of a gun, we recognize some people need that force to be kept in check. But are you willing to put yourself in prison so that others don't abuse the liberty that God has given them? You have a right and obligation to defend yourself, as the founding fathers and framers of the Constitution established and gave limited authority to the government to provide for basic things, including and especially to secure the blessings of liberty on all of us, on our posterity. And that's what we're here to do, among many things, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So thank you for being here. We've got one more segment to wrap it up. Oh, my gosh, we might have to talk about anger. Anybody really angry? I heard a guy named Mel is very angry. Also, a little bit more about Dick Clark. Could he have lived to 102? Stand by. We'll find out after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy.
immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should overdeliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com. The superfood for your soul.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Jack Hunter for joining us from the Ron Paul campaign. And, of course, up at the Pearly Gates, we talk about the rockin' Pearly Gates now because Dick Clark passed from this plane. And, of course, bringing music wherever he went. We talked about him yesterday, Superdome. We didn't have all the information, you know, so we kind of held back on some of the commentary. But now new information coming out about his death. And now I could say he could have lived maybe to 100 because he had a history, according to the article, of heart disease, type 2 diabetes before he died, which means likely if he was under medical care, he was on statin drugs or cholesterol lowering medications, which also shorten lifespan, deplete coenzyme Q10, so they don't have the energy that they once had. But also with diabetes, we know of the mineral GTF chromium also is depleted. That's energy again. So adrenals, endocrine system, all of these things could have been impacted. Remember, he was young for years, and then suddenly sometime the minerals were used up. I'm getting more confirmation of that with this story coming out about his doctor, his care, the cardiovascular health he did have or not have, and of course the diabetes as well.
Yes. Well, you know, we knew that there were some other factors involved there, but this gave us a few more details. And, you know, fortunately, finally, surgery at an older age, that's a risky thing as well.
Yep.
Have some serious ramifications for older people. And ultimately, I think that is probably what ended up happening. But interesting that, you know, that we saw this the next day after we had talked about that.
Yeah, evidently. And surgery, yes, it creates inflammatory cascades and compounds in the body that at any age are not great. But certainly if you're minerally depleted and you're on medication, Bless Dick Clark for all the fun he brought out and the good music he brought out. But maybe it can be a lesson for others that if you're going down that road, there's another way. And perhaps, yes, longevity. It's not about opium. It's about eating.
as we have discovered.
Yes, it's about eating cleaner foods. Speaking of foods, are you hungry still from I think I lost my appetite when we opened the show today and had to.
That was a tough one. Thank you, Mike Adams.
Yeah. Anyway, emotions. We talked about things. We even talked about genetically modified organisms with Dr. Frank King today, GMOs, and how to address gastrointestinal health too. There is anger in a lot of people, right? And I've felt anger, right? We talked a little bit about my outburst at, let's say, going after Democrats or Republicans, trying to explain why that is when you're willing to sacrifice children. It's hard for me to be nice to you. And overall, I'm a diplomatic, nice kind of guy. I am.
Yes, you are.
But when you start attacking kids, I'm not so nice. And the warrior Robert Scott Bell comes out. And so there's anger. People have anger all the time. And I think there was a bit of interesting news from a Hollywood celebrity with a bit of an anger, not deficiency, but an anger proficiency problem.
Yes, we normally don't visit TMZ for our show prep for this show.
I don't even know what TMZ stands for, Don. What does it stand for?
Actually, I don't know either, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'll have to figure that out.
But it's like a celebrity stalker site.
Yeah, just a celebrity gossip, kind of an inquirer type deal. And our poor friend Mel Gibson, he has said some horrendous things, and I don't agree with some of the things he said, but I've always kind of liked the guy. I grew up with the guy as,
he's
guy
talented.
Movies,
he is talented. I mean, he did some great movies. The Patriot, which he did, was a historical reference,
yes,
the British, that kind of thing, and Braveheart. And look, the guy is unquestionably talented. Yes, he's angry. We don't agree with everything, but hey, who do we say that about? I mean, if he's one of your family members, you find ways to deal with him, for instance. But Mel was evidently. Was it hunger that drove this? Maybe hypoglycemia? I don't know.
Well, if you want to go and listen to the original audio, we can't play it here on the air because it is full of four-letter expletives. But, Mel, I guess he's got some kind of an issue where when he gets angry, he just goes absolutely bonkers. So, you can hear the original, but there was one particular part where, I think hunger had something to do with it.
All right, cover your ears. Go ahead. Here comes Mel Gibson.
Who wants to eat? Who the f*** wants to eat? You have something to eat. Hooray!
Wow. Who wants to eat? He was in a movie, right? That was a movie role? It had to be.
I don't think so.
No, evidently TMZ says Joe Esterhaus, who has done some stinker movies over the years, is a writer, though, working on a film together, and Mel was pretty mad. But who wants to eat? Hey, we want to eat. It's almost time for the weekend where we can't eat our good organic stuff, raw milk. My wife made some raw milk pudding the other day. Really nice. Real milk. It was great. Really wonderful stuff.
Nice.
But poor Mel. Now, if you're dealing with anger, by the way, talking about Dr. King as well, not anger, but the fact that there's a verbal anger formula. Perhaps if anybody out there in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience knows Mel Gibson personally and wants to help him out, send the King Bio verbal anger formula to him. It includes the remedy that I've talked about for intense anger. Do you remember that? It starts with an S. I'm not expecting you because it's Latin. We go all Harry Potter on you when I do Latin, right?
Sepia?
No, that's for depression. That was good. That was pretty good. The inky juice of the cuttlefish, Don. But that's more for if he was sad. If we had a sad Mel Gibson, we'd send him some sepia. Or if we had a menopausal Mel Gibson, if he was suffering from menopause, we'd send him some sepia. But no, it is stramonium. Remember stramonium? That's the one. Anger, intense, uncontrollable rage and anger. Send Mel Gibson some stramonium. It's in the verbal anger formula from King Bio. We can help Mel Gibson out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You should send that to him. I wonder if he'll accept it.
How cool is that? Yeah. Now, why would he be that angry if he's in Costa Rica? Come on. It's pretty. It's nice.
I don't know. He loses his cool. He blows his top, and he I don't know.
Maybe a toucan pooped on him or something. He got upset.
Yeah,
but that's supposed to be good luck anyway. Well, that about wraps up the Robert Scott Bell Show for today. I don't know if we've accomplished uplifting things or if we've downgraded some kind of. I don't know, but. No, it was great. It was absolutely great.
What have we done? I don't know.
What have we done? And a special thanks to Jack Hunter for coming on board. We've been wanting to get a direct from the so-called campaign's mouth update on the Ron Paul campaign and show you it's not over. It is absolutely not over. As well as, of course, Dr. King. Always grateful for him coming on board here, helping us with the healing revolution. Don't eat any of the food we talked about in the first segment. If you missed it, go back and listen. It'll be the things you don't want even at a party. None of these things for party favors. The weekend is here. Everybody have a wonderful, create a great weekend. We'll be back. Earth Day events. Remember, Earth Day. Tomorrow, I'm going to be doing something at Mirando Farms in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I will be lecturing there. That's on the Saturday. Sunday, there's some big events. We should be broadcasting live on GCN. So you don't want to miss a day of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Even the day I'm taking off, we're going to have a party. I'm not bringing any of the food that we talked about in the first segment, Don, just in case you were wondering.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show rocking out for the weekend. Thank you for being here. Just simply time enough to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
I'm ready to go eat. You ready to eat?
Yeah, let's go eat.
Go have some eat! Hooray!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Show.